Hello and welcome to the Claire O'Sullivan podcast. This podcast aims to inspire every person to live a happier, healthier and more fulfilling life and to bring you the right information on how to do so. Thank you to everybody for listening to the podcast. If you are enjoying it, please hit subscribe and drop us a review. Now let's dive into the next episode. Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the podcast. Today is going to be a short, snappy solo episode with myself where we're just going to dive into a common question that I get asked and something that's cropped up a few times over the last few weeks. And the question is, should you take a multivitamin? This is something that I get asked all the time by people when they are thinking about, okay, what supplements should I be taking? Are they going to benefit me? And so on and so forth. And I think especially when there's lots of colds and flus going around, people start to think a little bit more about products like multivitamins. And some people think, should I just be taking it like as a precautionary measure to help prevent like picking up something, to help keep my immune system strong? And this is like a really valid question. But I suppose the thing is, for those who eat a healthy, balanced diet, a multivitamin may have little to no benefit. If you have a diet that includes plenty fruit, plenty veg, plenty whole grains, good quality protein sources and healthy fats, then a diet like that should provide most of the nutrients needed for optimal health. And you shouldn't have to look any further than that if your diet is like that consistently. And if you are someone whose diet is like that consistently, you've got a really good, healthy, balanced diet, then you're probably wasting your money with a multivitamin. And we have to remember as well that the supplement industry, it's a multi-million, probably multi-billion euro industry. And like, products are heavily marketed to make us feel and think like we need them, to make us feel and think like we're lacking something or we're going to be missing something if we're not taking them. Supplements are so heavily marketed, really, really effectively. And I suppose the thing is that studies actually show that most people who take multivitamins, they're people who are already health conscious and already consume pretty healthy, nutrient dense, balanced diets. Multivitamins might actually be more beneficial for the people maybe who are not taking them or who are just not so, like, not thinking about their health, not so conscious about their health. And I suppose we have to remember as well that getting nutrients from supplements, it's not as good as getting nutrients from foods. Our bodies are better able to use the nutrients that we get from food rather than the nutrients that we're going to get from taking a supplement or a pill or whatever it is. And there are some instances where a supplement is going to be really beneficial. For example, in Ireland and in the UK as well, we don't get enough vitamin D, especially not in the winter months, because we produce vitamin D by exposing our skin to sunlight. That's how vitamin D gets produced in our body. And we just don't get enough sun exposure, especially during the winter months. In Ireland, probably not really during the summer months either, to produce enough vitamin D. So it's really beneficial for us to supplement with vitamin D. However, outside of vitamin D, another supplement that's really helpful is going to be your omega-3s if you don't get enough oily fish. If you eat oily fish a few times a week, then you're not going to need to supplement with omega-3 fatty acids. And to be honest, there aren't many other supplements that I'd be recommending across the board for people. Maybe you're someone who just wants to take a multivitamin like completely as an insurance policy. You don't really worry about the cost or anything. You're not really bothered if it doesn't actually give you any benefit. You're just happy to take it anyway. Then work away. There's unlikely to be any adverse effects. If you're taking any medications, then I would always speak to your doctor or your pharmacist before you go adding in any sort of multivitamin into your supplement regime if you're someone who's on medications already. If you're someone who thinks you're deficient in something, if you really think you're deficient in something, then I would go and chat to your GP. I'd go and find out if you're actually deficient in something. And I'd want to know, okay, exactly what are you deficient in, and try and figure out why are you deficient in that, and can that be fixed with a food approach? Because we'll say if you are just omitting something from your diet, then it might be a pretty easy fix to add in something back into your diet, and you might actually be able to absorb that nutrient that you are deficient in even better from food than you would from a supplement. And if you're able to include that food into your diet, it means you don't have to take a supplement then for the rest of your days to make sure that you're not deficient in that nutrient. So that would be my first line of approach, would be if you think you're deficient in something, like, go get checked, find out are you actually deficient in something. Don't just blanket supplement with something because you think you might be deficient, and see, like, is there something in your diet that's missing that you could add in that would fix that deficiency. If you need to supplement for a period of time, grand, at least you know you're taking the right thing that's needed for your body. If you're someone who eats an overall healthy, balanced diet, chances are you don't need to worry about multivitamins. If you want to take it anyway, then it's probably not going to have any adverse effects. But if you're someone who has an overall healthy diet, then it might just be a waste of time. There might be no additional benefit to actually taking a multivitamin. If you're someone who doesn't have an overall healthy, balanced diet, then I'd be asking why and how can you improve that? And that should be your, like, that should be your first line of defense, is actually working towards having a healthy, balanced diet, because that's going to be so much more beneficial for you than finding what's going to be the best multivitamin for you to take. So that's my two cents on the topic of multivitamins. I hope that's been helpful. If you have any questions off the back of this episode, just drop me a DM. You can find me on Instagram at @ClaireO'Sullivan_coaching. And if you've been enjoying the podcast, please share it around with your friends and hit subscribe and drop us a review. Thank you so much for listening to the Claire O'Sullivan podcast. I hope you are enjoying it. If you are, please make sure you hit subscribe and drop us a review, and we will catch you in the next episode.